This is the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Nat's Landing. Now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at Nat's Landing at St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week, Wednesday night, 7:30 for the entire season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Nat's Landing. And now joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick. Good evening, sir.
How are you?
I am exemplary. So you have 5 days. Five days now to look at the tape for Friday night. How many more missed calls have you found?
There was a few holding penalties that did get called. That's for sure. Yeah. But the blatant stepping out of bounds. You know, and then I texted Coach Cannon. I was like, "Hey, are those guys from Brantley County?" And he was like, "I've never seen them before." He goes, "But I'm actually inviting them to come back to referee this week." And I was like, "That's a good idea." I said,
"Yeah, that way he won't be refereeing ours."
Yeah, I was like, "Dude, they were definitely fans of Brantley County," and he started laughing. But yeah, he even said the same thing about the run right before half. He goes, "Oh, he was out of bounds by a foot." He goes, "But I wasn't about to say he was out of bounds." But I was like, I said, "No kidding." I said, "I saw that," and I was a little bit shocked by that blatant miscall. But it, you know.
Yeah, I asked Sam Norris before the show. I said, that hold that got not called on you towards the end of the game, I saw he held you and you actually looked back at him. Exactly how many four-letter words did you say to him? And he told me, he's like, "I didn't say any, but I thought of a whole bunch of them."
And you know, that's the kind of a bad thing that you do is we practiced that all week, and Sam did a really good job of reading it and getting in the pocket. And then they grab him by the collar of the shirt and pull him back. And so, you know, that's part of the game. And the other one that we saw was pretty blatant was on Hayes Carter over there on the screen that they scored the touchdown. Hayes actually read it, but the guy just literally grabbed him by the collar of the shirt there and pulled him down, almost took his jersey off one side. But that's just football. Sometimes you get the call, sometimes you don't. Here at Frederica, you usually don't get the call. So we've learned to live with it and go on. And we learned a lot from it. Hopefully we can, you know, gain a little bit more from it this week and get a little bit better down the road.
Yeah, so let's talk about the good stuff. Obviously, it's difficult to focus on the good stuff when it's an L on the schedule. But let's talk about some of the good stuff. First things first. Let's talk about that one-handed, non-dominant hand interception from Jordan Trimble.
Well, you know, another thing we've been working on was not necessarily, you know, intercept it all, but get into the passing lane. Just get enough into it where we can bat it down or whatever. And he got right under it, got one hand on it, and took it to the house. And that's something we've worked on, you know, in practice. And he's done a really good job. And Hayes is starting to try to understand that. And that's they hear me yell, "Get depth and get width" all the time. Get a little depth, get width, and we were able to execute it. And Jordan's very athletic, so. It was actually asked. Coach Cannon asked me. He said, "Is he left-handed?" He goes, "Because he picked that off like it was a dominant hand." But that was a good thing. And you know, we gave us a 6-0 lead, and we feel pretty good about it at that point.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Saw a lot more of at least passing attempts on Friday night as well. Jordan taking some snaps in the quarterback as well. How was the plan going into the week as far as that goes, and how happy were you with the results?
Well, you know, we're going to take a couple shots. We'd already talked about it. We're going to throw it deep early on. We did in the first play of the game, and to get, because we knew they were playing man to man, and there was a couple situations where we brought guys in motion across the field and was trying to pick some receivers in the man to man set. And then there were times we brought guys across the field knowing that they were going to have one linebacker left over there, and if we could get that guy secure, we had a chance to bust it on the backside on a run. So, you know, we may miss a few blocks, but, you know, at the end of the night, when you get looking at it, it was, we had a lot of stuff that was schematically very, very close to being gone. We got pulled down a couple times by a shoestring, you know, and we missed a block here or there, because a lot of that is you're fatigued. And so when you're trying to make plays, you're tired and you don't execute as well as you'd like. But schematically, we were pretty good on what we thought we were going to get from them and what they did. And, you know, I thought we executed enough. What we did was we killed ourselves on third down and short by jumping off sides. We had some motion penalties that killed us, that gave us a chance to get first down and keep the ball moving. And we just didn't execute there. And a lot of that is we're tired. So, you know, we talked about that, and it's going to be another challenge this week. Brantley would roll in a whole offense and a whole defense, and my guys just turn around and play. You know, they're playing offense and defense. So with that being said, you know, the good news is it's not supposed to be as hot this week. So
it's
supposed to cool off, be down in the 60s here Friday night. So that's going to be a big plus for us. But also, I mean, it helps them too. They're not going to be as tired as much. So, but, you know, we got to go play, and we got to go try to execute.
It's good seeing Blake Holloway and TJ Jackson getting into the offense as well this past Friday.
Yeah, you know, by design, run some jets, get the ball out there, take the load off Jordan and Bryce a little bit from running the ball every time, and get those guys involved. I thought TJ did a pretty good job with it, you know, and Bryce did, or Blake did too. So, you know, we got to continue to do some of the same stuff. We're going to face a team that can play man-to-man, and they're going to give a three-man front, four-man front. They're going to do a lot of the stuff that Brantley did, and they're very similar. So it doesn't change a whole lot. We've got a few little wrinkles we put in this week, so hopefully we can execute and keep the ball and play keep away a little bit.
Yeah, let's talk about the running back for Brantley, the big number 11, Kendall Wright, the freshman, 5'8", 148. He was able to break through a couple of them. I can see where the comparisons that have been made comparing him to Jay Sean. But you know, the defense did a pretty good job of starting to clamp down on him as the game went on.
Yeah, you know, he busted a couple of traps up inside, and that's where we didn't have depth at the outside linebacker. Well, you got to get width and depth, and when you run trap, they trap right there, we fall back in on it tackle for a 2 or 3 yard gain. Instead, we got upfield, they didn't even touch us, they hit the trap underneath it. You know, it's one of those things, as a defensive lineman, we talk about it, we go over it. Hard to simulate every day in practice is don't get upfield. You got to learn to squeeze. You got to get down in there and squeeze it. You know, he hit a couple of them, but he's going to be a good running back for them down the road. But I thought over time, as you said, Friday night, we gave up a couple of big plays. If we take a couple of those away, we got a chance. We're right in the middle of it.
Or having referees that can see when the receiver steps more than a foot and a half.
Well, yeah, if they call that, you know, if it's only a touchdown game at the half, we get that call. Yes. So that was a big momentum shifter.
That was. More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Tobe, on location at Nats Landing on St. Simons. This segment brought to you by Nats Landing and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. And we'll once again take this moment for this segment sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine to talk about injuries. Made it out of the game Friday night without any injuries, correct?
Yeah. We got out of the game. We got out of the game uninjured.
But unfortunately, during practice, we had two, is that correct?
Yep, during the week, we had two injuries during practice. So we're down Ham Thompson and Tucker McClain right now. So it's a little bit of a challenge when you lose two linemen and you need depth up front. So going to be tough Friday night for us.
I think Coach Zimmerman was volunteering some of her girls to slap on the pads if need be.
Well, but may have to take up that offer. We might have some depth up there somehow. So I don't know. I thought that Weaving Levy's done a good job this week stepping in at guard. So, you know, he's going to get to earn his keep this week.
Well, William was one of the ones that you mentioned when we talked during the offseason. You said you mentioned two names that had the potential of surprising us this season. One was Blake Holloway, and the other was Lee.
Yeah, and, you know, William's going to get his shot this Friday night and get a bunch of reps. So, hope he's ready to go. He's done a good job this week in practice. So, I hope that he can go out and execute at a high level and we can, you know, maintain some drives and punch in some points. We need to score some points.
I think that was probably the most frustrating thing coming from not just a broadcaster's point of view, but as a fan's point of view, because I am both. I consider myself both. I think it was one of the most frustrating things was that unlike 2 weeks ago against Tift Dairy, where it was just couldn't get anything going, this past week it seemed like we were playing great between the thirds. It was just a matter of punching it through and getting it down into the red zone and into scoring position.
Yeah, we moved the ball up and down the field. It was, like I said, some mistakes, you know, offside penalty or motion penalties where we jumped and put us behind the chains, and you can't do that. You know, we can't afford a 5-yard penalty. It's third down and 2, and all of a sudden it's 3rd and 7. You know, we got to grind it out and execute, and that's what we're doing right now. We're limited in what we can do and can't do, and so, you know, we were executing what we could to the best of our ability, but you can't have some silly penalties, and we had those, and that hurt us. And like you said, we did move the ball from the 30 to 30. We just didn't punch it in a couple times. Had that happen, you know, you score one, you take the one away for the stepping out of bounds, and you're right back in the game where it's tied.
The defensive line, once again, did a pretty good job of sniffing out potential or particular plays, particular formations. They had were running a wishbone at one point Friday night that they got some good production on to begin with, but the defense, especially the defensive line, able to clamp down on it pretty quick.
Well, yeah, we talk about it all week. Again, this is something that's hard to simulate in practice. Too tight wishbone and somebody just hit you dead in the face every single play, and there's no gaps in there. So, you know, we talk about if they give us this formation, we got to cut these guys. And you know, we didn't do a very good job right at the beginning. Then we started cutting them and creating some pause, and the linebackers were able to scrape. And we would do that one play, and then we wouldn't on another play. And it was a little bit frustrating at times. I'm like, well, we played that one perfect. Why are we not playing this one the same way? So, you know, this week we're going to have the same situation with Long County. They're going to line up in two tight end, T backfield, and they're going to run it right at us. So we have to be able to cut and get our linebackers to scrape and flow and make plays. So it'll be a challenge, but, you know, I think those guys, you know, they're going to give everything they got. At least they better, you know.
if they know what's good for them.
Yeah, and you know, we're going to go there and bust our butt. And again, I told them today at practice, we're going to be trying to catch up, figure out what's going on with game speed probably the first series, because we can't simulate it. We're going half line right now to get a look, and so it's a challenge. And so we're going to have to be ready to play, and our guys, you know, it's hard to get a look, and everything seems to be, you know, real slow and sluggish. But, you know, like I said, first series, if we can get through it and catch up to speed on the first 3 or 4 plays, we can make a play or create a turnover and get ourselves a chance a couple times on Friday night to short field and punch it in and put some pressure on them, we got a chance to win. But if we don't do those things, it's going to be a challenge.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. 2 weeks ago against Tift Area, that said that y'all had picked up on something watching the film that gave you an edge, something that regarding a certain player, was there anything, you know what I'm talking about? Was there anything like that with Brantley, and have you picked up on anything like that with upcoming DeGuam?
Only thing we knew about Brantley was if they were running the ball, it was behind the tight end in the spread formation. They were the running back was going toward the tight end side. I didn't tell Jeff that, but I think he figured that out as the game went on. He started running trap away from the tight end because...
Well, you've already played each other, so he's not listening to this week.
He's not listening at all. And, of course, I haven't seen anything, and I went through and watched it a bunch with Long, and I thought maybe they like to run behind one tight end. They don't. They got one tight end that plays to the right and one tight end that's to the left, and they run behind both of them equally. So I don't know. It's going to be a challenge. I think maybe the only key that I've got is what direction they may run and why. So, but other than that, that's about it.
From what I understand, talking with some of the guys before the show here, is that it's basically going to be a running offense that you're facing this Friday. There's not been a lot through the air for long county so far this year.
Right. It's like, you know, we said we've got about 8 plays we got to stop. They're going to put us in an elevator, and they're just going to try to mash us up. You know, they know we don't have a lot of kids, and they got about 45, 50. It's going to be one of them that's the war of attrition. Can we hang around and keep it close and have a chance? Or, you know, are they going to wear us down and bust a couple big plays? And, you know, it's going to be one of those things. It's going to be a morale thing. The kids have to be ready to play. And you know, we got a battle. We're 1-3 right now. And it's a mental aspect. You got to come to work. And we're going to battle through some of it. It's not always going to be easy. It's a lot like life. I tell them all the time. Football's a lot like life. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. But it's not. And so, in our instance, you're going to have some ups and downs. And so you got to battle through them. And that's what we're going to have to deal with right now. We're going to have to battle through a few things. And hopefully the kids will be ready for it. And they don't get down. They don't need to get down. They got to continue to play and give great effort. That's the one big thing. If we can give effort, give great effort, we'll be okay. We can recruit and play on the back end of this Vice 5.
You got a fair number of players out in the crowd tonight. Anybody feeling down out there? Anybody feeling up?
They look like they're just.
I was gonna say at this point, it just looks like they're still stuck in their faces.
Yeah, they're just.
Anybody got extra years of eligibility? Is the
question. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Always recruiting. Gotta love it.
Always recruiting.
We will be right back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Your proud home for the Frederica Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season is Nats Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7:30 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederica Academy football. And of course, enjoy the flip-flop friendly atmosphere that has made Nats Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons. Try our online ordering and let's go Knights!
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at Nats Landing in St. Simons. This segment brought to you by Golden Isles Pharmacy. I was by there earlier today. Excellent service as always. All right, so real quick, before we get back in more to talking about the upcoming Long County game this Friday night, I just want to get your feedback on this particular version of the Frederica Knights. You know, I've been doing this is my 10th year of broadcasting for the Knights, and the one thing that I can say about this batch of Knights, they are the most friendly and engaging group of players that you have ever had. I have and never until this year had players that would make it a point to call out and wave and say hi to me and interact with me before games, before coaches shows, stuff like that. This just seems like a fun bunch of guys to be around.
You know, they are. They're a fun bunch of guys to be around. They're very outgoing. You know, good-hearted kids. They're going to play hard. They just know we've got the cards of the stack of cards, stacked against us a little bit, cards are, but, you know, they go out, they work hard, they're going to give us everything they got, and, you know, again, you are the voice of the night, so you got that celebrity status, so,
no.
But good kids, you know, and And they're going to go out there and give us everything they got. They're going to represent, play hard. We're just trying to, you know, it's hard to generate and get our kids that look that we need in practice. But outside of that, great group of guys, you know, just a really good group of guys.
Oh, so, wow. They're obviously distracted, or at least the parents are distracted, because we're sitting here heaping praise upon their kids. And like, no, no, there we go. There we go. I was wondering about that. It's like, are they paying attention to something other than the show? Who could they possibly be talking about?
Yeah.
All right, so Friday night, going up against Long County. Is the T formation still just a throwback, or are we going to be seeing more of that as things go along? It just seems like it's been so long since the T, I've even heard about anybody running the T formation.
Right. It's back in, what, the 80s, probably. But, you know, that's what they're going to do. And Coach Feaster's come in. He is creating a culture where they're going to be physical, they're going to play hard, they're going to run downhill. And that's what he's doing. He's establishing a culture. It's his first year. So he's establishing a culture of being physical and being hard-nosed. And we're going to work hard. We're going to play hard. And he's doing a good job. He really has done a good job up there. And they continue to get better week in, week out. I thought they played Jeff Davis this past weekend really hard. They gave great effort. And we're going to see it this Friday. It's homecoming for them. So they're going to be excited. And, you know, we'll be – it'll be another tough football opponent for us. You know, I don't think we have many easy ones on our schedule this year in the first five games. So we just got to go in there and go to work. And we don't have a ton of kids. We got to play really good. We got to get a couple breaks and hopefully make a couple breaks and get some points on the board early and put some pressure on them.
And speaking of breaks, let's talk about the fact this will be the second week in a row that we have been the homecoming opponent. Does the extended halftime break, is that a benefit or is that a detriment to a team like this?
It's really a benefit. Gets us off feet a little bit to get some water and then rest. Try to get hydrated and get feeling a little bit better, you know. I think we talked about it last time about using timeouts for us. Used to, I would try to be like, all right, we're going to hold all of them, and if we can get the ball right before half, I'll use these three timeouts to try to do a quick drive if we get the ball. Now I'm using timeouts to give our guys a rest. You know, we got to slow it down and get them a rest and do some things like that. So a little bit different philosophy with the timeout situation. You know, you want to have one in case clock's running down or something like that. But, you know, we'd use them even against when we played Valwood, when we were driving, we'd use them against Tipped area to try to get water in our guys and give them a breather here and there. So it's a different mindset for us. So an extended half, a little bit better for us right there.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So Friday night will be the – once Friday night is done, it will be the midway point of the season.
Yeah.
Obviously, you would much rather be 2-3 as opposed to 1-4. Going into that midway point, where do you think the team is now as opposed to where you thought you would be at this point?
I'll be honest, I didn't know where we would be. I thought, you know, barring it, no injuries, we got a couple kids here and there. I thought we could be in there kind of about like last year. But, you know, we've had some injuries nicked up. Thomas getting hurt really set us back offensively, and so we struggled a little bit there, you know. But we're going to that midway point, whether we're 2-3 or 1-4. The back end of the schedule, we've got some opponents that I feel like we can win and put ourselves in the playoffs. And so, you know, you can't lose faith. The first five games really kind of get you ready for that back five in our region. And so you have to get prepared. And we're not going to face a lot of competition that has guys rotating in and out with two groups and has the quality of the personnel that they've got going. I mean, we're not facing any more Calvaries.
Thank goodness.
You know, that's probably the best team, if not the best team we'll face all year. So these first five games are tough. They're tough football opponents. So we get through it, you know, and get that week off, regroup, and then come back, and, you know, maybe Thomas will be ready to go. We can go in against Memorial, get the win, and then get ourselves ready for Bullock. And You know, we were to sneak one out, beat Bullock or Pinewood in one of those two, and then win the rest of our games, we can finish this thing off at 5-5 and probably be a fifth or sixth seed going into the playoffs.
There's no sneaking a win against Bullock. These guys are going to beat Bullock Academy, period.
Well, you know, we have a really, you know, heated rivalry there with them, so that they're going to be, you know, Bullock's going to come down and play us extremely hard, them and Pinewood. Because we're always in that battle, you know, I guess for what, last 6 years, us and Pinewood have won the region. So I think we've won it four out of six.
Last year was the first year, and we had three straight, and it's, yeah, so four out of the last five.
Yeah.
Or four out of the last six, not counting last year.
So, last year we were co-champions, so. I think it was us, Pinewood, and Bullock, but it all fell out. So it's going to be interesting, you know. Looking at the rest of the league, if we were to finish 5-5, we might be a fifth seed or sixth seed because no one really stands out as being a superpower in the GISA right now. So we got a chance to sneak in and be a fifth or sixth seed and get ourselves in the playoffs.
Stranger things have happened, and they have happened under the status of
that's true.
Thank you for joining us for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Nat's Landing on St. Simon's and join us every Wednesday night at 7:30 for the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show. My name is Jeff Tuck. We'll see y'all Friday night. Yeah!